the experience of our first interaction and even a sexual interaction was like, oh yeah, this is exactly what I want. But then I was with these two people that were really, so we connected over dinner, and I'm like, oh my God, these people are so cool. I want to know them more. I think that is, I will always come back to that. It's never about the sex. It's always like, you have to, if you're going to be in a relationship with anyone, you want to find people that you want, that are interesting and curious and you're jiving with, and you want to spend, you know, time with outside of the bedroom.
Welcome to the Open Bedroom Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Kahlo. Welcome to conversations about open relationships, online dating, and creating relationship dynamics that truly align for you. Hey guys, today I have my partners, Scott and Steph, on the podcast for our 1 year anniversary. So I thought this would be just kind of like an informal conversation where we can go through like, how's it going? What's it like being in a triad for an entire year? How did we get here? How do you join or create a triad if that's what you're wanting? Steph, I just see your leg right there in the corner. Steph is super comfortable. She's like, I'm in bed.
So I will just preface this with, this is very casual for me. I moved into this house from an RV like a year ago, and my life has been so busy that I'm just like trying to get settled. So I have an office that I was like, I'm just going to have all this set up to do all my things. And I'm like, nope, not there yet. So this is on the bed with Scott's favorite instrument, Dr. Dre Beats. That's another conversation. That's a dig to me.
That was ironic.
That was ironic because my good microphone won't plug into my laptop that I didn't even know.
I guess you can fall back on some beats. Sorry, go ahead.
True. That's it. I mean, here we are.
This is our life.
This is kind of an example of how the last year has been. Like, each one of us is incredibly busy. We have lots of stuff going on in our lives. Scott was just telling us he's got a lot of homework and is finishing his mechanical engineering degree within the next week and a half. So we are going to have a little chat about how we all got here, but this is life. It's not any kind of Hollywood fairy tale with, you know, unicorn. I mean, I guess there is a unicorn. She's the redhead in the middle, but So I think I'd like to start by asking both of you to give some feedback on what is it like to be in a throuple?
Well, it's pretty, I think it's magical. I mean, I think if you've heard any of our other, like one of our episodes where how did I get here was like, I have literally been on the app a year. This is the first couple I met, and my desire was to be in a throuple, to be with a man and a woman, and that was my desire. I didn't really know where it would, my desire started from like pleasure, and like I want to experience masculine and feminine simultaneously. That turns me on. Like, that was kind of like I think we start with like some like glimpse of like, oh, this sounds really fun, I would love to do this. I didn't think about all the other like stuff that would go with that, the beauty of all of that, but also like the difficulties of like a real relationship. So it started with that desire, and then like the experience of like our first like interaction and even a sexual interaction was like, oh yeah, this is exactly what I want. But then I was like with these two people that were like really like, so we connected over dinner, and I'm like, oh my God, these people are so cool. I want to know them more. I think that is like, I will always come back to that. It's never about the sex. It's always like, you have to, if you're going to be in a relationship with anyone, you want to find people that you want, that are interesting and curious and like you're jiving with, and you want to spend, you know, time with outside of the bedroom, because like the sex is great, but that's like, so really, it's just like a marriage or what, it's like not the main thing. It's like such a tiny part of it. So I feel like, that is kind of like where I started, and like there's so much more. Like the friendships, like finding out what Scott's curious about, what he's interested in and fascinated about. And like Jen is like this, you know, like it's so that has been kind of like the unfolding. And as the year has gone, it's like there's more trust, our nervous systems are more relaxed. There's just like so much more beauty unfolding, and it's only been a year. And so like I feel like there's just more to come.
All right. My turn.
Your turn.
I don't know that I could say this about all thruples, or I mean, this is really the only consistent three person relationship I've been in or having experience with. I think what makes this lasting and worthwhile, as opposed to, let's say, just a lady we have like a brief fling with, or would just, not that we are seeing somebody casually, but if we were seeing somebody just casually, the difference would be that, as Steph pointed out, there is so much more than the sex. Steph has a very substantive and sharing personality. So there's this opportunity to grow close with and share not just sexual intimacy, but the intimacy of knowing a person deeply. And so because I think because of, in part, the our sense of intimacy growing to a sexual degree, Steph is comfortable and able to share so many aspects of herself, so many unique aspects of herself, and that brings a valuable distinctiveness to our relationship, because Steph's a completely different person from Jen. The two of you share a lot of interests and share a lot of perspectives, but also have such unique and colorful personalities. And I've deeply enjoyed getting to experience Steph's personality in a way, and not from her personality, included in that her affection and intimacy and sexual energy. But I've gotten to experience that to a degree that I think wouldn't be there if we were just friends who got together occasionally for dinner. Or just occasionally got together to watch a movie or something. I mean, I think the feeling comfortable getting together to watch movies comes from, well, we've gotten really comfortable together in so many other ways. So I just enjoy, or I have enjoyed getting to experience somebody joining us on such a deep and open level, somebody with so much depth and substance and color to share. And then on top of that, it's very exciting, and it makes me feel warm inside to see the affection and warmth and excitement that is shared between the two of you. And then I get to enjoy participating in that and being part of that kind of sphere of warmth and affection and intimacy.
I love the way you just handed that baton off to me, because I could say like vice versa. You know, Scott and I spend the majority of our time with each other, and even our sexual energy and intimacy with each other. And it is really fun for me to get to watch the two of you together. Like, we just had a triad night on Friday. Today is Sunday, so two nights ago. And there is, I was telling Scott afterwards when Steph left and she went home, and I was like, there is nothing that swells my heart to capacity than watching the two of you together and getting to be part of it and like watching him pleasure you and watching you pleasure him. And you're right, it's not all about sex. I am a very highly sexual person, so this is like the most exciting part of our relationship for me, is like all the yummy, juicy, sexy stuff. And I have the best friend. Like when Steph gets tough with Scott, sometimes I go to Steph and I'm like, can you just listen for a minute? Or if I'm having a hard day or like work is really difficult, it's not just Scott that has to absorb all of the things in my life. Like I have a Steph that I can also go to. We've gone to conferences together. We went to a smut conference, which was super sexy
so
and
fun,
and traveled together and like got on an airplane together and experienced being around each other for multiple days. And left liking each other more than when we, like, you know, got on the plane the first time. So for me, being in a throuple brings this richness. Like, I already thought my relationship with Scott was rich enough, right? But like adding in a whole nother person, I think it helps me to remember that our love doesn't have to be squashed into a box. Like our love can grow and grow and grow and expand, and our care and compassion for another human and the richness in life doesn't have a top. Like you don't have to put the top on the bottle. It just keeps going. And so for me, that feels super rich and juicy, and it fills my cup and capacity for humans in my life, love in my life, connection in my life, sex in my life. Does anybody else want to add anything to this segment before we hop into anything else?
All right. I agree. Yeah, there's a
stuff like come back to
no,
me too.
No,
go ahead,
it's okay.
Scott.
Good.
When it's the three of us together, it really amplifies whatever connection and warmth there might be between any two of us. When the three of us are together, that is, I feel like that's amplified all around.
Anything else to add?
Yeah, I don't know if it really goes in this segment, but it kind of feels like, because this may be another question, I don't know, but one of the things that I want to say about like connection, like deeper connections and vulnerability, as we've like gotten more comfortable and we've had like sticky, crunchy parts that we worked through, and as we like our nervous system relaxes and we relax into like this person sees me and gets me how I am, and we're not like we're just more open, that transfers into the sexual space as well. So Jen and I had started connecting kind of like on the side with Scott's approval, and then Scott and I had this connection which was so fucking beautiful, and it was like I just felt like after that, like we just had a deeper connection. And one of the things is like, so this is kind of getting into the nitty gritty details. I'm just like flowing, right? So I love kissing. Like kissing is like the most intimate thing that where I'm like swapping spit or saliva, and that may be too much, but like I'm opening my mouth and that's like where the energy is coming in and out. And this is maybe too much for Scott even to think about, but it's like when I remember kind of early on, like trying to connect with you kissing, I felt like, oh my God, like I felt like I felt like a retraction is what I experienced. And that avenue has opened up. And to me, it's been like, oh, now I feel like when someone will kiss me and meet me there, like I feel like we're so connected energetically, and like they see me and they get me and they accept me, and like they're willing to put their lips on me and they're like looking at me, and it's like it's to me it's such a whole new level, like not only sexually, but it transfers into like a different like security or intimacy or I don't know, I'm searching for the word, but I think you can probably get what that meant to me when you were able to like open to me that way, Scott.
Thank you. I'm glad you feel that way. I appreciate that. I appreciate this. I appreciate you giving in the same way.
There was this moment on Friday, which I would say the best part about being in a long-term throuple, just like the best part of being in a long-term relationship and having sex with someone more than one time, is you learn the other person and you learn what turns them on and you feel safety to explore things. And there was this moment that Friday where Steph's riding Scott. I'm next to them. Like, we're all kind of intertwined with each other. And as she's riding him, her and I are making out, and I can feel her switch on and just start, like, she's like having orgasm after orgasm.
Oh,
after
my
orgasm.
God. There's, it was like, so hot. Like, that switch was like I'm getting energy, like, from these two beings that are just like it was really igniting. Yeah,
all
it was
in the
incredible.
Same moment. Yeah, we've learned. Yeah. I don't know how we just got into right into this, but like, I've learned it's not a spectator event. Like, being in a throuple is not a spectator event, where I think at the beginning it was more of that, where like I would watch and then you would watch. And then
that still goes on though. Like, I still
it does.
Sitting back and having those moments of like watching. That's
yeah.
part of my kink, but yeah.
We'll say.
But it's usually, yeah.
But I think we've learned how to take it up a level when it's like when we're all joined in somehow to each other, and it's like this endless end of energy loop. And Scott does such a great job too, where like it might be the two of you that are like physically connected, but he's over here touching me and he's fingering me. And like there's this constant yummy feeling of being included that I think is a lot of times missed when you're like, I'm just going to have a three-way tonight, see how it goes with some random person at the bar.
And I think that really is just, like you said, it's like, it's getting comfortable and like just exploring like, okay, well, like, how do we all play and all move energy together? Like, I mean, maybe you're not asking that question, but it's like, okay, I'm curious about this. Like, if I, you know, so we're just like all involved in like, I don't know. It's still fascinating to me. I still can't wrap my head around it sometimes. It's like, this is magical, you know? So.
Yes. Scott, you have anything else to add to this segment?
Well, I think I feel it differently from you guys, or I maybe perceive or interpret that whole exchange of energy in a different way than you guys do. Because I always imagine you, the two of you have this kind of mystical or magical view of these exchanges. And I don't quite feel it in that way, but I definitely pick up, like, it's extremely exhilarating for me to see the two of you connecting and to see that energy going back and forth between the two of you, or being a conduit for it, and then just kind of sinking into that and immersing myself in that and immersing myself in the response of either of you or both of you together. So easy and so gratifying to get carried away in that and to become part of this flow with the two of you of building up or finding like not forcing pleasure or forcing a response, but seeing the natural flow of how you're responding to something I'm doing or something that we're doing together, and almost like a smooth curve riding into that and letting it gradually or naturally progress and build up and reach those peaks.
So I think for our next segment, here's a curveball that I haven't asked you guys about, but I think we can quickly go over it. And that's what's changed over the last 12 months from where we started to where we are now. Steph, you kind of briefly alluded to some one-on-one play. Maybe that's something interesting to talk about. I know that there's so many different dynamics within the lifestyle, where a lot of times you see, like in the swinger world, you see like, we do full couple swap, but we have to be in the same room. And then you see other dynamics where it's like, well, we always have to play together. Mm-hmm. Or you see other dynamics where it's like, we actually don't play together at all. We just go date other people. And then we come back afterwards. This has been kind of like this evolution of, we all started, you know, together. And then at least 6 months in, I would say we were still there. And then things changed a little bit. Either of you want to talk about that?
Wait, say that again. Say that last part again.
That we spent at least the first 6 months, still the three of us. And then things started to change a little bit within our dynamics. And it, I would say, like, loosened a little bit.
How do you mean?
Well, I don't remember exactly how me and Steph starting to see each other one-on-one happened. I don't remember if I came to you and was like, how would you feel if, like, we had girl time? Because we went to really dive into that. And I think when it's normally the three of us, her and I don't get a lot of time and space to just, like, play and yeah. try things with each other. It's typically like the two of us doing things with you, and like the cock is the center of the sexual experience. And so at some point I asked, I guess, like, I want to try more girly things and I need some space to do that.
Go ahead, Steph.
Well, I think there's so much, I think there's like a lot, and it's not just like one thing in this question, because it's like how I came into this relationship and where you guys were. So I think you guys were a little bit ahead of me on your open journey. And so if you go back and listen to any of our stuff before, I was like totally shut down sexually, had been only in monogamous relationships and then no relationship for a year. And then working with like some tantra coaches and like opening. And they're finally like, you can't come to Columbus to have an orgasm. You got to get on the apps. And like resisted that. And finally, like one day I came back and I'm like, I got on the app and I'm like, I met this incredible couple and we hit it off, these guys. And then, but I was like a kid in a candy store. Like I was like, oh my God, I wanna, like now I'm making connections. And I was just like wanting to explore and have like all these experiences. And I think that, from like you guys' perspective, you wanted to date at the time, you were one person at a time together. Mm-hmm. And like, I know like from some experiences that happened, I think that made you guys really nervous and like a little, maybe nervous is not the right word, but it like wasn't really comfortable for you. And then like, so we walked through some of that and then I settled down too. I'm like, oh, like this is not what I really want. Like I really want, you know, connection. And like, so I really kind of backed off of all of that. And so just some of that was part of that energy, I think. And then as I kind of like got into my groove of like, okay, well, I'll check the apps occasionally and I'll make some connections. And like, I would tell you about these things. And then you guys also became like, well, Steph's dating other people. I mean, maybe that was part of it. And like, mm-hmm. maybe we should like look at that. And so I think that was part of the evolution. And this is how I'm kind of like seeing the 30,000 foot view. And then as we got closer and like, yeah, I think part of it was starting from like in the bedroom, it would be like, we would always be connecting with Scott, but like the Jen and I experience was never really like, there was like, we could feel that there was something there, but it was never like, the word that comes to mind, but it's not the word that I really mean. It's like allowed to like unfold like it could. So when we went to like the smut thing, because that was just a weekend, it really wasn't about, it's like, yeah, we're both interested in this. Let's go do this. And that's kind of where it unfolded. And you guys had already had the conversation, I think, at that point. And that's kind of how that started like last summer or something. So that's kind of how that opened up.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are all really good points. And you're right. We did our first few relationships. Scott and I decided, you know, we are more monogamous than anything, really. And so we desired more of a relationship like that, where anyone we had seen before was definitely closed. And it felt like there was safety in that. I think at that point too, we were still like highly concerned about STIs and are we going to get something if we like get near anybody? And so like, to me, that was a bit of an unrealistic, but definitely newbie thing, you know, that eventually wears off where you're not totally afraid you're going to get AIDS every time you brush up against somebody. You know what I mean? Like,
all, well, and also a valid concern too, like to be cautious of and conscious of all of that is also a valid concern. Yeah.
Yeah. Scott, I feel like you have stuff to say about this.
Yeah. I want to say like, it wasn't some difficult or tricky topic or discussion we had to have about like you. I don't know if you spent any one-on-one time with Steph before the two of you went to that conference, but in any case, now there was an exchange that happened that you told me about on that trip that I did have some sticky feelings about. Let me go back though.
Okay.
I was encouraging of the idea of the two of you having some one-on-one connection, because at that point, I think we were pretty established as, you know, a three-way relationship. And also, I recognized that a lot of the time that we were in the bedroom, it seemed like a lot of what was going on was going through me as an intermediary. It wasn't the two of you passionately embracing each other. It was kind of the two of you being next to each other and then me doing things to the both of you. So I wanted the two of you to be more comfortable, like, engaging directly and feeling comfortable and feeling that sexual connection between the two of you. So I was all for Jen spending one-on-one time with Steph to explore that more and grow closer in that. I don't want to be explicit or detailed about the thing that happened on the trip that bothered me. It wasn't anything bad. Like nothing bad happened. Basically, the two of you shared an experience which was something Jen and I had never done before. So I was a little envious, and I wanted to I guess I felt a little left out of something there. It wasn't something that I necessarily needed to felt an intrinsic desire to experience myself. It was just something interesting that happened between the two of you. And I kind of, a part of me wished that I had been there to participate or been there to at least be involved in that experience. But that didn't dissuade me or make me not want the two of you to have time to engage just with each other. And so that's never been like a hurdle for me to overcome.
Okay, I just have to say this. This is a freaking huge open loop that we could do another podcast on. And also, I have to say that, like, I had no idea that that would be something you were interested in, because that are all always gotten like different clues, yeah, or information on that. That's always available, and maybe one day we'll do a podcast on it because it's freaking amazing. But yeah,
anyway. And to be clear, it's not, I've never felt like you've tried to exclude me in any way. In
no, fact, yeah, I know. Me. Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah.
So I don't begrudge you that in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Wow, that's some good stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so things have changed sexually. Things have changed, I would say, definitely communication style. To Steph's point, like, we've had several sticky situations. We keep using the word sticky, which just makes me think of cum. I can't help it. that we've talked about on other podcasts where we like went to Meow Wolf in Dallas and then there was a thing and we felt certain things and then we had a conversation and then there was like a week where everybody just kind of settled in and then we had another conversation. And I would say we've learned how to communicate through the hard stuff in a year. And what's different and what gets you to the year plus is not being afraid to talk about it.
Can I also say that, and even talking with other people who have been in polyamorous relationships, a common theme is like, especially if the relationship fails, why does it fail? It's often because two of the people get closer together and one person feels left out, or there's jealousy between people involved in it. And I just want to say, I don't think we've ever, I've said before that I guess my guiding principle in whatever we're doing is this something that's bringing us closer together, bringing Jen and I specifically closer together. And I've never felt at all like one of us was being drawn away from the other in this poly relationship. I've never felt like I was being pulled away from Jen, or that Steph was trying to pull me away or pull me into something that was deeper than what I have with Jen and vice versa. I've never felt like there was any kind of jealousy or imbalance in how we're being drawn to each other. I always feel like it's always just the three of us being drawn closer together and never being pulled apart from one or another. And I think that's very, I find a lot of value in that. And it's one of the things that makes me feel very optimistic and happy with this our particular poly relationship.
I think that's so, it's so interesting when you read about like poly and throuples and like, you know, different relationships and how people feel and like hierarchy and all of these like different things that are like triggers or buttons for people, I guess maybe the term. And I feel maybe it's because I'm solo poly, and like I'm like that's where I want to be right now, like that I kind of like know. Like when I'm having a relationship with a couple, it's like, I don't expect to be, I think it's all just like terminology. I don't expect to be an equal in that relationship. In other words, I go and bring my energy and my fun and all of that stuff, my sparkles, and they give their sparkles to me and I get to experience all of these sparkles. And then that experience is like this beautiful thing. And then I get to just take my sparkles home and I'm like, okay with that. I'm like, I still am connected to them. Like there's still love. There's still, but they're building a life together. They're parenting and they're doing their things. And like, I'm over here doing my wild stuff that I love to do on my own. I'm going and having my own adventures. And that works well for me. And I don't feel, because I'm not on the phone with them, or I'm not texting them, or I'm not over at their house, or they're not giving, like, I'm not getting something from them. It's like, I never feel any of that, because we all are busy and we're all adults and we all have our own lives and that kind of stuff. So I think that is kind of like part of that for me, where there's not jealousy, because I can just like come in and like give in the relationship and then like wash back out like a wave, and like then they go have their experience with other people or whatever, and that's all okay. I had a partner ask me, I had an experience last weekend, and it was part training for me, in some of the work that I'm doing, the coaching that I'm doing, and it was part play. And he said, would it be okay if I brought this person in? Would you have a contraction around us connecting? And I'm like, no, I don't have a contraction around you connecting with anyone, because he has a partner in another state that he sees maybe twice a year. And when they're together, she doesn't want any other, she wants to feel like she's the only one. And for me, it was like, but that would just be a fantasy in my head, because A, you're married. Two, I know you have other partners that live close to you. And I know that I'm like a comet partner that you see once or twice a year. And like, it's beautiful that I'm happy for you that you get to connect with these other people, because you bring these experiences into your, you know, world. And so I feel like it's just allowing people to be who they are and trusting that they want to be with you when they're with you, and you get to create these beautiful experiences. So I know that was a little bit of a tangent off of like, you know, Jen and I connecting and all that, but I just feel like there's something there around just allowing people to be, you know, free and who they are. And pardon me. So.
And thank you for not making us feel stifled in any way. Jen, what are you thinking?
I have
there?
So many things to say about all of this, and they're all different. Like, they all lead in different ways. So let me just start. One, my biggest realization over the last 12 months is that we/I don't own fucking anybody. I don't own Scott. He is a free person. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. I don't own you. I don't own anybody that we date. And so realizing that even though I have enjoyed having more of a closed relationship with other people, you're right, when we looked up and I was like, Steph's off gallivanting, having the best time of her life, all this great sex, trying all these things she's never done, and we're over here just waiting for her to come back and see us again. Like, what? We should just try some new things too. And when we opened our semi-closed triad, which meant our part was closed and yours wasn't, we tried some new things. We had some new experiences. And one of the experiences, which was one of our most recent breakups, we've had so many now, it's like it doesn't hurt anymore. You know, you're just like, okay, great, have a good life. Where we did have a partner who was, I felt, pretty needy, you know, and not in a bad way, but there's you, and you're like single independent woman, like has your own thing, your own life, your own like house, your own friends, your own cycling community. Like, you are so independent. And then on the other, when we were actually dating her, while we were dating you, she would have like emotional upheaval and feel super overwhelmed and want some help with the kids, and like lived 45 minutes away, and I would drop things to go be attentive to her because she would say, I need you to be here. I don't know that you've ever said that you need me to be there. Not that I would be so happy. Like, I've now leaned on you and I've needed you. So I think it's just, there's different types of people. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking like, I want to have a triad, I want to have this kind of relationship, or I want to have a relationship where someone really needs me, or I want to have a close relationship, I think just getting super clear on exactly what you want and learning how to speak exactly what you want and what you need, because we've been very clear. Like, we say on all of our dating apps, we are partners, we do life together, and we love spending time, you know, with another woman in a triad capacity. We only date together. Like, we are fucking clear. There is nobody over here taking anybody else and moving them around. And Steph, you're really clear on your dating apps where you're like, I'm single, I am open, I am dating multiple people. Like, if you want someone to be close, you've told us multiple times, I am not closing up my sex life for you two. Like, I am just starting to taste the rainbow and explore. And if you're not okay with that, like, I'm not going to be here in this capacity. And I think, although that again can be an uncomfortable conversation to have or uncomfortable ground to hold your boundaries, it's also incredibly important. And over a year has allowed us to get to the last 6 months that have been, open and free on both sides. We've explored more people. You've explored more things. You and I have explored. You and Scott have explored. Mm-hmm. Y'all's sex together is very different than me and your sex together. And it's, we've resulted in this really yummy, dynamic, changing thing where I still feel like we're just scraping the surface. Mm-hmm. Like there's still so many things that we haven't tried or played with or brought in the bedroom, or even like the other night we could have done some things that are different. Like a year in, we're still just scratching the surface.
Mm-hmm. Not just bedroom stuff. I mean, there are all kinds of adventures or trips we could go on together. I think we have a great time when we go and just do things together. Mm-hmm. Like non-sexual things, and we just, like, Steph took us to that comedy club the other weekend, which was kind of cringe, but it was also hilarious. It was just fun. I had a lot of fun just getting out and doing that. Or when we went camping together, even though the two of you were miserably cold.
We've done Bear Book Club and gotten sexy all together.
Mm-hmm.
That was really fun.
Yeah, sure, that was kind of a, what was it? Was not just bear, it was a, what's it called? Cabaret?
We've done that. And I do lots of yoga together, like every other Monday. Yeah. We share mm-hmm. now friend group together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We went to Dallas and did overnights. That was the most hilarious thing when we were like, she was like, I'm going to put you in two queen beds. And we were like, no, we want a king. And she was like, but there's three of you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, there is.
And then we went to Colette's and we all walked out in our slutty clothes, except for Scott had his girl dad thing on. Remember that? We all had,
I mean, I still looked pretty slutty.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we've had a lot of experiences, haven't we, already? But you're right, it just is scratching the surface. I feel like we've got a camping trip maybe again that's not so cold. We've got a cabin in the mountains kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of you guys will go to the beach with me, but I'm still holding out. Maybe that'll happen one day.
I will one day. I just have to have zinc oxide all over my body.
I know, my redheads don't do well in the sun.
Yeah. I've gone to the beach with you multiple times. I don't know what you're talking about.
Going to the beach means him and Kai stay at the house near the beach and play PS5 all day. Ian and I go to the beach and drink Bahama Mamas or Virgin Daiquiris all day.
Funny.
So what would you say, as we're wrapping this up, is the best part of the last year of being in a triad? What's been the best part, or what is the best part to you?
I think I gave my answer for that earlier. I don't have a simple one-liner for that, but the best part is getting to fully experience another beautiful person, like a genuinely beautiful person. And have the space and the comfort to explore who each other are and just exchange genuine warmth and affection and desire.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's kind of a similar answer. I think it's kind of like any relationship. The more you like spend time together, like knowing all the different like facets and interesting things about this person, the more you relax into being like peeling off your own layers and being more open and vulnerable, the deeper it all goes, the deeper the adventures you can have, the deeper the conversations you can have, the deeper conversations in the hot tub, the crazier sex you can have in the bedroom, the closer you feel, and the more like love and time you want to spend with these people. So it's just like, it's just a different kind of relationship. It's just another relationship with human being or human beings, that the more you are present with them and curious about getting to know these people that you care about, the deeper it can go and the closer it can be and the more crazy things that can unfold. That's what I think.
And I would say for me, it fills up my capacity for like love and affection and connection and sex, where just Scott alone, sometimes it's not, it's still like, I got this much left in my bucket. And like having you in our life fills that for me, where when he's busy, I can connect with you. Or when I'm extra horny, I can come find you. Or when I need a buddy for a trip and he's busy, I'm like, sweet, Steph's going to come. And so it's like that for me, the overflowing of my bucket. And I know Scott loves to see me overflowing, because then yes. I just come back to him, not needy, that's for sure. But also full and happy. And I know he loves to see that. And what would you say is, I don't want to pretend like this is all just butterflies and rainbows and unicorns either. What's been the hardest thing of being in a throuple for a year?
That'll take another hour to unpack. Oh, that's a whole other,
yeah,
like digging into everything, any aspects of this that are difficult. I don't have a summation of that for you, because that involves not only reflecting on the entire relationship, but also reflecting on my own feelings, or why was this thing difficult for me, and how do I contextualize that without just dropping a bare negative out here? And I'm not sure how to, not that there's like these big negatives, but I don't know how to give you a simple, concise answer to, oh, well, this is a thing I didn't like.
Okay, Steph, you got anything?
So the question is, what is like the hardest part of it? Is that?
Well, yeah, like we can't have a 60-minute podcast about all the great stuff and not talk about some stuff that might have been hard.
Yeah, so I think just like a few points, and I would just do a couple, like, okay, the three of us are incredibly busy. You can't have a relationship if you don't schedule time with that. So like, I think making time in your calendar and making it a priority is like sometimes that's hard, but it's also like necessary. So that's like one thing. So like time and scheduling. Before you get off
that though, talk about how we do that, because I think that's really helpful. And maybe even like how that came about, because I know it was like a New Year's resolution thing where we were all talking about relationship check-in.
So one thing we had kind of talked about, but when we kind of a few, like 2 or 3 months in, we kind of had mentioned this, hey, let's have like a check-in and we haven't actually had one in a while. So maybe we're kind of coming up on one, but I mean, I don't think you never need to do it every week or every month, or like maybe every three or like maybe quarterly or whatever. But so we'd been in a relationship for maybe 8 or 9 months, something like that. And we had this, like, we were hanging out over the holidays and we just like had this like check-in of like, hey, what's going well for you? What would you, something along these, like, what's going well for you? What would you like more of? What would you like less of? What's not working? What are like some of your desires, or what do we want to create? And so we just all kind of like gave our thing. And one of the things that came up was, so it was like getting things on the calendar, which we kind of did when we started and got away from. And then we came back to that, and we'll get our calendars out, and like, we're actually due for one. But like get our calendars out, and like, okay, I have this time, and like getting it on the calendar. Cause if we don't, we're also like, our lives are like joyously full and we just fill them up with other things. So that's like a priority for us. I think there was something else, but I can't remember what it was. So.
Yeah. And I would go into detail just to say, like, we schedule 3 nights every month with the three of us. So like we have a triad night where the three of us have a night together. And typically it's here at my house. I cook dinner. We have wine or whatever. And then we get naked and have fun and usually get in the hot tub afterwards. Then we have Steph and I have a night together. And then Scott and her have a night together. And sometimes we'll add extra stuff, like Steph and I'll go to yoga, or like we'll go have dinner and just talk as friends, or, you know, whatever, just to connect. And I think at least those three basic nights when you're in a triad, or if you're in a quad, you get four and you're having one every weekend, right? But those are the things that have kept us close when life has gotten so incredibly busy. And then we just protect those nights where we don't let anybody book on top of them.
What I'll add to that, that the other thing that happened on that night that we had our, like, what we would like more of, is Scott and I had never connected. Jen and I had connected one-on-one, and Scott and I had never connected one-on-one. And that was one of the things that I called in. I would like to, like, have some, like, I would like to have some time with you, you know, one-on-one. And it was really beautiful. And so, so I loved that. And I think the only other thing I would add to the whole, like what's been difficult is, like, it's usually always communication. It's either, you know, communication or someone's feeling some way that they haven't expressed and we don't know about, and so it's always like, you know, I think the check-ins are great for that too. And I can only imagine that. So it's harder for me as, like, it's harder for me to understand the aspect of a couple in this relationship of, like, having different feels or different feels for their other, like, things that are going on between you with the other partner, with the other person. So that would be my, like, is there something that needs to be discussed around the, you know, communication around that? So those would be my couple of things that I would think were kind of the parts that could be difficult.
Okay, I think, because I've been sitting here thinking about, like, what mine would be. And I think it's me feeling personally responsible for my other partner's feelings or their frustrations or their desire or lack of desire or whatever. And so I think I've taken on a lot of, and I've done this in other relationships too. This is like a me thing that I feel responsible for other people. And so I'm learning that the only person I can be responsible for is me and my own pleasure and my own being present and my own being attentive. And I feel like that at least creates healthier boundaries for me. Because if not, it's easy to feel really responsible for the other people that you're in partnership with. Anybody that's listening or people that are curious, I see a lot of questions in groups where they're like, I desperately want to be in a triad. I want to be part of this thing. Or I'm in these throuple groups where a couple desperately wants a third that even, like, lives with them. What do you guys recommend that people do to create something like this or their version of this?
Well, for one, like I would say with just about any kind of exploring open relationships, have a very clear understanding of why you're doing it and what you're looking for, and be mindful about the people you're engaging with and understanding what they're looking for, and don't hesitate to get to know who they really are, to look and see and read who they are, or be open and honest about who you are and what drives you and what's appealing to you. And be considerate, be mindful of your primary partner, but also be willing to really show warmth and affection and desire to whatever other person is giving you and your partner the gift of their presence and their intimacy. Like, make people feel valued. Man, people just making someone feel genuinely valued and appreciated is a is a huge step in getting somebody to want to be around you, want to be with you.
Yeah, I second that. I think it's, getting really clear on like why you want this, because I think I don't know. I've read some statistics. It's something like 66 or 67% of at least Americans are having some kind of fantasy at some point in their life about a threesome. And most of them don't like do it. And then if they do, it's like a like, yeah, this didn't work for me. So I think it's like there's so many things here, like being sovereign in your body and like having a clear reason that you want to explore this, and just being a really good communicator. And then all the points that Scott made on like being into the other person, like learning about the other person, because sex is like again, for me, like the desire was like, yeah, I want to, like, this sounds so like amazing that I want to experience this, but there's so much more to it than that. So.
Yeah. And I think, having a three-way and being in a throuple are two totally different things. It's like
two
being
totally
like,
different things.
I want to go to a sex club and experience just randomly hooking up with somebody. Yeah. That intention is very different than like, I want to help share, like I want to share a life with a whole nother person consistently. Mm-hmm. Like we're wrapped up in each other's lives. Like we text each other every day and we do Marco Polo videos and we have coffee and do yoga. And like, it's, you've become part of our lives. For mm-hmm. a time you were coming over and eating dinner. That was really fun. I need to invite you more to come have dinner with us. But so for me, if we're talking about people, either, a single that wants to be with a couple or a couple that really wants to bring in a single, I think to wrap up both of you, your points into mine, it's communication. It's being clear. It's saying it on the dating apps, exactly what you're looking for. And then I think that there's some magic in speaking into the universe what you want, talking about it with your partner, talk about it with your friends, get in groups, get involved. In some of the groups that the three of us are in, there's themes every day. And some of them are like, talk about it Tuesday or meet me Monday. Like every single time that you have an opportunity to be in a spotlight, I would say, hey, I'm Jen, my partner's Scott, and we would love to be in a relationship with another female. Like, here's our dynamic. Here's what we're looking for. And what I've also found is once you're open and you've had this in your life, it's not difficult to have more of it if you want more of it. Like, it's just an energy thing, and it just keeps coming to you. Like, the three of us have been in relationships that have ended. It hasn't been the end of our thruppling out in the world or end of dating out in the world. Like, more people come into your life, things that aren't on your radar, like, magically come in. And so I think it's just being open, speaking it, and being super clear and intentional if you are on an app or in a group about what you want. Mm. Yeah. Any last things that you guys want to leave our listeners with?
I'm just excited about the next year.
Yeah, me too. I feel like we can be extra intentional and not only scheduling like our three nights a month, but like, is there one vacation? Like, is there one trip? Is there something to
vacation
here?
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, this was fun. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us in our 1 year our 1 year podcast anniversary. I guess we'll, talk to you again next time. It's fun having you two on. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening to the Open Bedroom Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, go ahead and give us a like and click subscribe below and stay up to date on all the new episodes that we release. If you have a topic that you'd really like more information on, leave us a comment below and we'll see what we can do. Feel free to share this podcast with all of your friends and especially your partners. This is a great way to open up some amazing conversations. We'll see you next week.